Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel once more. And in this video, I'm commenting on the Gary Lineker saga, because just a few days ago, the renowned football commentator Gary Lineker tweeted some contentious remarks about the Rwanda plan. So over the past few years, there's been an increasing number of people crossing the English Channel from France to the United Kingdom in small boats. I believe it was 45,000 arrived last year by this method that we know of. It was something like 400 in 2016. So slowed a bit by coronavirus. And the United Kingdom government is alarmed by the increasing number of people crossing illegally. Of course, some of the boats are going to capsize, maybe going to drown. They're very unscrupulous people smugglers who pay people, who get people to pay their life savings to bring them across the UK. They're trying to live illegally or claim asylum or whatever. Come in various countries, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Albania, all sorts of countries. Anyway, so His Majesty's government's plan is that they're going to ban certain nationalities, say Albania, you're perfectly safe. No, you're going to be deported automatically to Albania. Other people, you'll be sent to Rwanda for processing because it'll cost the UK way less to do that. Moreover, would-be illegal immigrants will know that they will never get to stay in the United Kingdom. And the UK's got a very high rate of acceptance, something like 85% of claims are either accepted or given compassionate leave to remain or something. There's a lower acceptance rates in other European countries. However, Mr. Lineker was correct in that the UK takes a rather low number of asylum seekers per capita, given the UK's got 70 million people. Anyway, so Mr. Lineker said that language used on this is redolent of what was happening in Germany in the 1930s, as in demonizing ethnic minorities, fomenting odium towards them, promulgating discriminatory laws. Well, I mean, no one is here as a proclamator of racial discrimination. They're simply saying, well, if you arrive illegally, then you'll be treated accordingly. Now, if you want to claim asylum, and of course you have a right to do so under an international convention, then you're going to go to another country. You could claim a visa, go as a tourist, go as a business executive on a business trip, go as a student, and then claim asylum. You might not need a visa. You might be allowed to just go anyway, or you might cross the border illegally. So this is usually forgivable, having entered illegally or indeed entered under false pretenses, claiming you're only going for a business trip when actually you're intending to claim asylum, say, several years, maybe for the remainder of your life. So these people are usually absolved of this transgression. But why it's contentious is Gary Lineker's on television, usually to commentate on football. In case you didn't know, way back in the 1980s, he was one of the UK's most renowned football stars. I think he played for Leicester City. I'm no aficionado of footer, as you may have apprehended, Leicester being his hometown, methinks. And then he was a professional in Japan. He certainly played for England at the 1990 World Cup, famously saying, keep an eye on him, okay? I think about Paul Gascoigne, who burst into tears when he got a yellow card, knowing that he wouldn't play in the World Cup final, even if England got through, which England didn't. But that's another story. So the BBC's got an impartiality rule, and it's alleged that Gary Lineker was in breach of this rule, has declined to retract his comments or to issue an apology. Now, he's been applauded by some quarters, some people, maybe most people actually heartily concur with what he said. Others will wholly disagree with the sentiments that he vocalized. Now, I don't dispute his legal right to say them, and I don't know quite the content of his contract. So he said it wasn't impartial. He opined, and I usually applaud people for opining, even when their views are diametrically opposed to mine. As it happens, I completely disagree with the content. I think there's nothing remotely reminiscent of the Third Reich going on. It was a really vile comment to do that, to so belittle the horrific suffering of people in that totalitarian regime, where before even the Second World War began, the Third Reich had already murdered several thousand of its own civilians, mostly mentally and physically disabled people, as well as Jewish people and so forth. Open concentration camps. There are no huge posters, or the government isn't printing textbooks saying that some people are damnably vile or subhuman or things like that. That what they're doing is enforcing the law. They're allowing public services and housing and so on to run properly. And obviously, this is not immigration as such. People are claiming asylum, something different, but there are connected people coming into the country. And obviously, the United Kingdom, like everywhere else, needs immigration. And immigration can be a fantastic thing. I'm very glad it happens. If you think there should be no immigration, think you need your head examined. And obviously, the UK should take some asylum seekers, and indeed does. Takes tens of thousands a year. There's a huge backlog, about 1.5 years to get your claim processed, and then they have to be provided for. Sometimes they're in a detention centre, sometimes they're not, provided with, obviously, bed and board and medical care and education and so forth. And you want more people to be in the UK, but the more people there are, that means more pressure on housing and more pressure on the National Health Service and on education and more people on the roads and the trains and everything. And I know immigrants, and including those who come illegally and get their status regularized, they can contribute to the solution and not just the problem. And they can build houses and they work in the National Health Service and they become teachers and they contribute to the economy in all sorts of ways. So there are pros and cons here. And it's obviously deeply disingenuous to pretend that it's all positive. Some people think that you can never say anything negative whatsoever. And every immigrant is absolutely saintly, whether they came legally or illegally. And every asylum claim must be true. And I have seen these far left protests open the borders. Wow. Which I think is would be imbecilic to have no immigration controls whatsoever. But anyway, so he's no longer appearing on that show. And in sympathy with him, quite a few other football commentators have refused to appear. I think he used to host a match of the day. I don't know who's fronting it. Was it even broadcast this week? And they were broadcasting from Qatar during the World Cup in November, December 2022. Some are wearing these rainbow ribbons or armbands to express their empathy with the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer and whatever else plus community. So some people think this is pharisaical, this is virtue signaling. I mean, I don't object to people wearing rainbow badges and so on. Is it contentious? A little bit. I mean, a few people disagree with it. You may have deduced I have no objection to people being homosexual. I noticed that obviously some people are born gay. Homosexuality exists in many animal species, in hundreds of animal species, including our own. And it's not a bad thing. It doesn't harm anyone. And people have the right to express their homosexual identity and be in relationships. It doesn't bother me one whit. There are those who disagree, particularly in the Muslim world. So it is a little bit controversial in Qatar. I think it is breaching impartiality, actually. I mean, even though on this issue, I would agree with Mr. Linick and other words, those badges, that this people should be openly gay and have gay relationships. They want to go on a gay pride march. You know, it certainly doesn't annoy me. As he's in breach of the impartiality rules, I suppose something needs to be done about it. Imagine if he said the exact opposite, say, well done, Rishi Sunak, you stick it to him, you stand up for us, and you make sure that no illegal immigrants are allowed in, boot them out right now, be strict, must be absolutely firm, no exceptions. You've got to get tough on illegal immigration or our country will be overrun and our public services will collapse and so on. Because you don't want to scapegoat asylum seekers and illegal immigrants for public service problems. These are multifactorial, and it's certainly not all their fault. And as I say, there are good things about them. And I put myself in their shoes. If I were from Syria or Iraq or Afghanistan or somewhere there was conflict, I might well flee and try to come to the United Kingdom, even if I was from Albania, where there is no conflict. I might just seek a better life. Anyway, so that's my penny's worth. I think Gary Lineker is slightly out of order. If I've understood it correctly, he's transgressed the BBC's own rules, and surely the policy must be upheld there. Should the BBC have those rules? That's debatable. Should the BBC even be owned by the BBC Trust and so on, and we treat it as somehow above controversy that this is public service broadcast? It's contentious. A lot of this I think we should just leave to the market when it's entertainment and sport and so forth. These are not programmes that wouldn't otherwise be made. So I think Auntie is a bit too sanctimonious. The BBC has often said it's too liberal left, though it has had Conservative MPs on the board as recently as 20 years ago. The chairman has pointed about the Prime Minister, which I didn't know until recently, actually, that the PM had that in his gift. And of course, is very controversial who Bojo appointed, was Sir Richard Sharp, which was clearly a conflict of interest that neither of them disclosed. I think Richard Sharp should go as well. Thank you for watching my channel. Goodbye.